Wednesday, the 19th of December. Good to have you here at the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome aboard. Hope your bags are packed for the holidays and hope your pencil is sharp for the next few minutes because there could be a pop quiz at any time. Keep that in mind. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, also at stevegruber.com. You can drop me a line, which I greatly appreciate. They often get used here on the program. We go to the mailbag often. Anything on your mind, whether it's about funding the wall, if it's about Sarah Sanders or Tucker Carlson, Michael Flynn, that's a good one for you. And my favorite thing that I've seen all day, Popeye's chicken has a box. It's in the shape of a chicken. It says Popeye's emotional support chicken. Very clever. Very well done. In serious news, the wall is not going to happen. I'm just going to tell you right now. The wall as you envisioned it, the wall as I envisioned it, as you imagined, as it was promised to you by candidate Donald Trump, and since then by President Trump, is not going to get built. I don't believe it's ever going to get built, not in the way we've conceived of it, in the way that it should be built, which is a barrier to illegal immigration from the South. But instead, the United States is pledging $5.8 billion in aid and investment for Central America and another $4.8 billion in aid for southern Mexico. That's right. We're not getting the $5 billion from our Congress because the feckless Republicans have failed us once again. But we're going to go ahead and give $5 billion to Mexico and $5.8 billion to Honduras and El Salvador and let them just do whatever they do with the money because their governments are completely corrupt. So when truckloads of cash show up, what do you think happens to it? Do you think the countries get better? The democracy gets put in place, the people have better lives, that violence is reduced. You know, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, three of the most dangerous, violent countries in the world, and we're going to pump money in there. Oh, we'll make it better that way, Steve. It'll be good for the children. No, it won't be good for the children. The USAID aims to promote better security conditions and job opportunities as part of a regional plan to allow Central Americans and blah, 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 blah. It's such gobbledygook and nonsense. It's throwing good money after bad. No strings attached. Who knows where it goes? That plan announced by a joint U.S.-Mexican statement released by the State Department and read in Mexico City yesterday. And some... I think this is good news for Mexico, said their representative. The new president, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, AMLO, waxed poetic about the plan to provide jobs so people won't have to emigrate. I have a dream that I want to see become a reality, that nobody will want to go work in the United States anymore. We have that same dream, AMLO. We have the same dream of having controlled immigration. We have the same dream that Republicans will actually do what they promised to do. Paul Ryan, before he slips off to make himself a multi-decamillionaire, had the opportunity to put this before the House. He failed. How many Republicans ran on the idea of building the wall, securing the border, and then nothing happened? They let down the president. They let down the people that were promised that we would have border security and a handle on our immigration. They let us all down. And if you think that it's getting any better, let me give you this. This comes to us from Antelope Wells, New Mexico. That's right, it's a town, Antelope Wells, New Mexico. Large numbers of Guatemalan families and unaccompanied children are surrendering to U.S. immigration agents in an extremely remote and dangerous stretch of the New Mexico desert, a new smuggling route that has baffled authorities. This is where the 7-year-old Jacqueline Call and her father were found December the 6th with 161 others near the border crossing, Antelope Wells. Call, as you know, died before reaching the hospital in El Paso. American authorities this week encountered two groups, one with 257 people, another with 239 people, families, unaccompanied children. It's a mess, and it's not getting any better, and the wall's not being built, and the promises made to you are not being kept. What are your thoughts on that? The Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. John's in Portage listening to WKMI today on the Michigan Talk Network. John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. The cause of no wall and the cause of no Republican consensus is Paul Ryan. And I knew he was a disaster when he was running. He has been a disaster. He's been a do-nothing Speaker of the House. And he has crippled Trump. Although I'm faulting Trump a little bit, too, if he backs off of it. Just most unfortunate, the Republicans have no gonads.
I think that's a very polite way to put it, John. I appreciate your call. It is a total failure on the part of Paul Ryan to put forth legislation that would have put the wall funding in place. I mean, let's be honest, boys and girls, $5 billion in Washington, and the laughable part, the Democrats... Oh, it's too expensive. The Democrats telling you it's too expensive. Really? These are people that spend $5 billion on things they don't even know what they are. I mean, come on. The Democrats talking about the expenses is rich indeed. Rich indeed. Betsy checking in from Ann Arbor, listening to Wham 1600. Betsy, what are your thoughts?
My goodness, Steve, what a disaster. My family is from Mexico, and I can tell you that they refer to the immigration through their country as they come like mice and mosquitoes. They come, they take, they steal from the Mexican people to give back to the Mexican people that they've stole from in their own country. And it's not that every Latin American, every Mexican, every Hispanic person feels like they have a right to just come through and take along the way. But right now there's, what, over 10,000 open jobs in the Tijuana area as well, and these people are too good to take those jobs.
Yeah, they're not taking those jobs.
They want to come here and they want to take from us.
Well, great call, Betsy. Appreciate you being here today. I think that there's more to the fact that there's a social safety net in the United States that's probably much more secure, if you will, than the one to be found in Tijuana, meaning you can get on welfare a hell of a lot easier here than you can there. Now, a lot of these folks do want jobs, no question about it. I mean, you want concrete done in this world when it comes to construction. The best in the world that have ever found are guys from Mexico. I mean, just the very best. Skilled professionals, and that's true in a whole variety of areas where they contribute to America and the American economy. But when you see people coming to the border that say, we want asylum, it's offered by Mexico, and they turn it down. Or there are jobs in Tijuana, as you mentioned, and they turn them down. Then you have to ask, what is the real motivation? Why are they really coming to the border? Why are they demanding entry or just running across and taking their chances? Not building the wall is not acceptable. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.